ABC Radio Darwin.
Well, you're in the heartlands of Kungurrukan country. Kungurrukan and Warai country. There's footprints across Warai country that's Kungurrukan, and there's Warai footprints through Kungurrukan country, and so we recognise those important features across that landscape. Most of the names of the places are in Kungurrukan.
And how far does Kungurrukan country extend?
Well, a colonial entryway would be, say, from the Stuart Highway down Cox Peninsula Road, and then turning into and through Berry Springs, that's Kungurrukan country. You would turn in left into Litchfield National Park. All in that area to your left and a little to the right is the Kungurrukan landscapes. You travel to, I think, over 40 kilometres before you get to the entryway of Kungurrukan country in where Palgutch is. That's the name of Litchfield National Park, Palgutch. There's also country where you cross over Nungalakul, which is otherwise known as the Finnish River. So you're travelling all through Kungurrukan country there. That's the heartland of Kungurrukan country.
And you just told us the Litchfield National Park name in Kungurrukan. What is it called?
Palgutch.
Palgutch. And does that word have a meaning, or it's just that geographical area?
It actually refers to the crumbling rock. It's all littered throughout the space. I don't want to get into the specifics of which scientific name for the rock it is, but the rocks that are crumbly, sandy, it's sort of like some of the sandstone rocks across there.
Some of our favourite spots to go swimming and splashing about in Palgutch are Bewley Rock Hole and Florence Falls. And it was actually when I was in Bewley a few weekends ago where I thought, I don't know whose land I'm playing on or what the local words are here. Are there words for those specific swimming holes?
So Bewley Rock Hole would be known as Wujalak. It's the family swimming hole. It's for all ages, and you'll notice all the different size pools across it. It is known to Kungurrukan to be the family swimming hole. Like, you can have little ones swimming there because some little shallow places to have your babies. And then there's a toddler's area, and you've got all these different size water features across that whole area.
And what about Florence? What do you call that spot?
Elmalel.
What a beautiful word to say, Elmalel. What does that mean?
It's connected to a story. I've got to get permission to tell that story publicly, but there is a story to it. But that is also sort of an open space. It's not taboo to be there, but I can tell you that Wajalak, we get a little bit concerned there because we see people taking alcohol in there and smoking, and it's supposed to be a family spot. So we end up cleaning, when we visit there, we end up cleaning up broken glass and cigarette butts, and yeah, it gets really quite saddening when you see that people don't actually really appreciate the depth of value in that location. A lot of our members, they go, you know, they don't even know. They don't know how important that place is, and they go there and they do bombies and they skylark. It's fun to have fun. But, you know, when you're drinking and you're littering the place up and you don't care about it's a depth of connection to that place, that some people just don't get it. Of course, our family get quite disenchanted by that sort of carelessness, careless indifference of that place. It's really important to recognise that it's the heartlands of the Kungurrukan people. That's our stomping grounds. Our history is there. Our heritage is across there. One of the important messages we'd really like to see happen out at Palgutch, or otherwise known as Litchfield National Park, is that there be a sign up at Wangi Falls. Now, Wangi Falls is an important place. It's the widow's place. But men should never be swimming in there. And I'm suggesting that you research all the deaths that have occurred there. And that's a good reason why men shouldn't swim there.
Has anyone ever been interested in putting that kind of signage up?
I actually haven't pursued the matter myself. I know that others have in the past. And I don't know why they don't put up signages saying, look, you know, you need to be warned that it's not advisable you swim here. The local legend is this is where the widows come.
There's a couple of other local words and animals that I was interested to learn about. The white egret who lives in Purulgach.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that and why is it significant?
Wechi is the name of the white egret, but it's also a relationship term. It's the term for grandmother.
The other one is Dragonfly, which is a family relationship name as well. Tell us about Dragonfly.
The dragonfly is also the chimin, is also the name for grandfather. So it's grandmother and grandfather's law too. When you see chimin coming out, he's reminding you you're now coming up to fruit season. Dry season's going to happen and the trees are going to flower and fruit.
ABC Radio Darwin.